When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO. This is day 10, talking about their 10th studio album, Secret Messages, from 1983. This was the last ELO album to feature bassist Kelly Grocut, also the last ELO album for the Jet label in the UK, and it was also the final ELO studio album to hit the top 40. So, as the title might suggest, the album is littered with hidden messages in the form of backmasking. Some obvious and others are less obvious, but it was Jeff Lynne still still having fun with those accusations that he got all the way back on El Dorado about hidden satanic messages. Of course, all of that bullshit culminated around this time in the PMRC and the congressional hearings and everything. So that nonsense, which goes all the way back to El Dorado in the mid-70s, was still a part of the zeitgeist at the time, and Jeff Lynne was still having a little fun with it. They even put a warning message on the back of the album, at least in the UK, that said, "Warning, contains secret backward messages." And the American label CBS got cold feet and took that off the back cover. Apparently, Lynne actually wanted this to be a double album, but the record label refused to go along with that because it would be too expensive. So let's get into this album. It opens with the title track, Secret Messages. Extremely 80s, but a fierce way to open this record. Just completely different, a bold statement, and a very impressive studio creation. I love this song. Second song on the album is called Loser Gone Wild. and I'm not sure what this is. It starts out as like a blues ballad. It even has what I think is synth sax, and it's 5.5 minutes long. It has this weird chorus that is this weird transition that doesn't sound anything like it's the same song as the verse. I like the chorus part. I don't like the verse part. So as a whole, the song doesn't really work. And it's disappointing because that first song was fucking great. I don't mind the pain or the joke, this cold refrain. The days pass by so slowly. I count them all again. The silence of a basement. Sheets of clothes that knew. Third song on the album is called Bluebird, another song with very ambitious production, not as effective as the first song, which, like I keep saying, is great, but this song is good, very atmospheric. I do like it quite a bit. The streets, the signs are pointing no one way, but you, don't realize just what they say. Fight, you may fight, you may run, you may run, you may know what you've done, it makes me feel so sad. Side one ends with another blues ballad called Take Me On and On, 5 minutes long and very boring.
Pantheon podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two of Secret Messages kicks off with a song called Four Little Diamonds. You know, you tell me, this sounds like Don't Bring Me Down 2. It's Don't Bring Me Down Again, but not as good. I used to think she was the greatest thing. Second song on side two is a song called Stranger, a moody 80s pop song, but no big chorus, so in the end the song doesn't amount to much. Third song outside too is called Danger Ahead. Hell yeah, very fun rock song. Certainly not a masterpiece, but who the hell wouldn't like this? There's a great bridge section too. One criticism, it goes on too long. It's only 4 minutes, but it just feels like the same thing. But very fun song. Fourth song on side two is a song that's actually less than 3 minutes long called Letter from Spain. This is a very subdued, quiet song, but very evocative. It's a cool song with nice melodies. I like it.
I read the papers this morning. I saw your photograph. So much fun. Letter
Fifth song on side two is another bluesy ballad type song called Train of Gold. No thanks. And the album ends with another of ELO's extremely generic throwbacks called Rock and Roll is King. I really don't see the point. I mean, it's just a rewrite of a rewrite. So the final verdict on this album, the title track, the opening song, Worth the Price of Admission, amazing song. Rest of the album is very spotty and not that great, but that first song, absolutely killer. Danger Ahead is also a very fun song, and I like Letter from Spain quite a bit. So this album has plenty going for it, but it also has some really unfortunate parts. All right, let's see what they come up with next. We're going to finish off Day by Day ELO with our next episode, last episode tomorrow, about the album Balance of Power. She says, oh, I'm a lama, bama, lama, rock and roll.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.